Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. This is your show. This is your warrior's pledge. This is our blood oath. Tonight's our epic episode 64, and the theme tonight is the fall of Afghanistan. We've all been watching it in the news on the mainstream and lamestream TV and media. Some rhino talk show hosts across the nation have been talking about this, but you'll hear my spin on this tonight, which is always a unique perspective and one which is rooted in truth and actual reality on the ground and a lot of horse sense and common sense. The American man on the street is very angry right now at what is going on. You cross him at your own peril. We were warned long ago that we are on the verge of a global transformation. This is a quote from David Rockefeller. On September 14th, 1994, he said, "All we need is the right major crisis and the nations will accept the new world order." That was David Rockefeller, the elite of the world, speaking at the UN Business Conference in 1994. These people like a major crisis. Remember, the new world order, their motto is order out of chaos. We have chaos in Afghanistan. Afghan military-age men on planes coming to our country. This is priority number one right now under the corrupt Biden Democrat regime. Not you, not your family, not your border, not your country, not your money, and not your life. Just remember that America, this is a country that is silly at times and not a serious country. Because America, you can't say now that no one has ever told me about it. We are telling you about it on this show each week. Now, we have Americans that are trapped in Afghanistan. They cannot get to the Kabul airport. They cannot get through the Taliban checkpoints. They're armed and they're afraid of being arrested and killed. To be blunt, the Taliban have already killed people. They're already looking for all interpreters who helped out the Americans, all the Afghan army leaders and commanders. Many have been hung today in Kabul. We have the information, and the mainstream media does not. They are going house to house. Don't buy this crap from Biden and the Democrats that everything is great, that we have this 30-day armistice, and all we have to do is fly over more jets. No, the Taliban have already started their purge of people in Kabul. Also, Trump told them a year ago to the Americans there in Afghanistan that we're leaving, we're pulling out. President Trump told everyone get your gear ready, get your money ready, get your bags packed, because the end is coming. And so if you're in Afghanistan, if you were a military contractor, if you were an American, you definitely heard that several times. It was not a secret. Isn't any big secret that we were leaving Kabul. Hate to say it, but somebody has to say it. If you were waiting to the last possible second to squeeze out a paycheck or a little more money out of whatever you were doing over there as a contractor or a businessman or whatever, your life is at stake tonight. Literally at stake. Because President Trump, in good faith, warned you a year ago to get the hell out of there, to be making those moves, pack your bags and get ready. Trump told you to get the hell out of there. A lot of you did not heed those warnings, and you stayed to the bitter, bitter end. And I hope you don't have a bitter end over there. It's my wish and the show's contention that we get out all of our people out of Kabul, Afghanistan. However, having said that, if some people slip through the cracks and can't get out, I hate to say it, but they're on their own. Biden's not going to come rescue you. The 101st Airborne Division is not going to parachute in and rescue you. You knew a year ago this day was coming. You chose to stay for whatever reason. But we want you home. We want you out of there. I hope our military is doing everything they can to get our people out. Our politicians don't seem to be too concerned about it. They're far more concerned about China. And by the way, in my view, that's how this went down. China helped Biden get elected. Biden said, I'll give you Afghanistan. Quid pro quo. There's already been reports of Chinese soldiers in Afghanistan. It will also be a pipeline to China of oil via Iran. Our people are in the crosshairs. That could have been the trade deal. In my view, Biden purposely lost the Afghanistan war, the latter days of it, and collapsed the Afghan countryside to bring into America thousands of Taliban fighters as a proxy army disguised as, quote, part of the loyal American auxiliary and interpreter units to someday fight a war against the real patriots of this country. Flights abound out of Kabul of just men, and I see no oppressed women or children or very few. Maybe some of these guys are good guys, but I doubt it. So we will arm up even more in this country. Sometimes in life, the truth is staring everyone in the face, but few see it. You hear about things that hide in plain sight, right? China helped Biden steal the U.S. presidential election in November 2020, in many people's view. Biden then apparently and deliberately botched the American withdrawal out of Afghanistan on purpose, causing a humiliating departure for America. Who benefits from that? China. The only country that really benefits is China and Russia, mainly China. China is the absolute first country to send over a trade delegation to visit the new Taliban, quote, government. Did you know that? I don't think so, Mr. and Mrs. America. So I'm telling you, I research these things. China is the first country to send a trade delegation over. They want new pipelines carrying oil and gas from Iran to China, and they need Afghanistan to do it. Then China will have plenty of oil and gas to fund and fuel their war machine. Biden gets the U.S. presidency. The Taliban gets Afghanistan. China gets all the oil and gas they will ever need. Iran gets hard currency like the Chinese yuan that they can spend right now anywhere in the world. Think about it, making our Biden U.S. sanctions absolutely trivial and meaningless with no bite, no claws, no teeth. They want the Chinese yuan. They don't need dollars. They have the Chinese yuan. They can spend that freely for whatever they want. One more way to get around U.S. sanctions while they continue their nuclear program against the United States. This is geopolitics, folks. This is how the game is played against you and against our soldiers and our citizens. All Joe Biden had to do, what his handlers told him, was do nothing. Let it fall. Take no action. Just sit back and watch and eat your damn ice cream. That's right. Eat your ice cream cone, Joe Biden. He's famous for doing that at every stop. And the wheel turns and turns and turns against America, against our foreign policy. Isn't that what Joe Biden has done? He's turned his back on our country during his press conference. He wants to do nothing. That is the key to our humiliating departure from Afghanistan. There's a lot of ways to end the war, but you don't end the war the way Joe Biden does it. He should have been orderly removing Americans last spring and telling them, you got to go. You've got to evacuate. If you want to stay, you're on your own. And tell them that you're on your own. Do you know what that means when the Taliban comes through? Well, if you're an American, they're not going to be nice to you. They're probably going to shoot you or hang you. Because in their eyes, you're the enemy. Unbelievable, unbelievable carnage. We're watching. It's like history doesn't always repeat, but it does rhyme. It's like Saigon 1975 when the choppers were landing on the buildings there in Saigon, Vietnam, and we were evacuating. That was chaotic too, but nothing like this. This is like Saigon on steroids. Kabul, Afghanistan. And we knew about it. What gets me, we're such a stupid country. We knew about it. But the people that run our country hate America. The cabal, the elites, some call them the witches, some call them the sorcerers, whatever word that fits the day or fits the billing. These people like it when America is humiliated on the world stage. They like it when Americans are killed. They like it when our forces are shot at. We're nationalists. We don't like any of that, but they love it. We want a real country. This is why they let your borders go to hell. You have no borders. We have no borders around America. No real borders. They let everything go to pot, go to hell. And this is all part of the plan. Now today, in the news, the police were investigating a report of a possible explosive device in a pickup truck outside the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill. They evacuated the area around the building. The Cannon House office building, where I've been at before, was being evacuated. The U.S. Capitol Police were doing an active bomb threat investigation, and the guy did surrender, I heard, through the police hostage negotiators, which is good. Right now, to the casual observer in the world, it is becoming increasingly serious and clear that the United States doesn't have a real active president on the job, on duty. The executive office is being held hostage by the Kissinger New World Order crowd and the Chinese century globalist think tanks who are currently thinking that they might have reached the final stages of an invisible war against the United States after installing this senile shill, this Democrat, Joe Biden, who is so compromised that he has openly fit that description to a T. This is where we're at in America. We're glad you have shown up tonight, folks. big show for you tonight. If we're lucky, we'll get our VIP guest, Matador, will call from his satellite phone from his East Valley bunker. We may have Kim the Truth Seeker call as well. Paul the Gladiator and others might be showing up tonight, so stay tuned. We always put on one hell of a show for you. You can take that to the bank.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Rather than address a developing massive hostage situation and mass murder of Americans in Kabul, we hope never happens, but that could potentially happen. That could make Jimmy Carter's 444 days of shame when they took our hostages in Iran look like a walk in the park. Biden always blames everyone but himself if you notice his behavior. But then at the same time, he loves to say and verbally state that the buck stops with him. Well, which is it? Either the buck stops with you or it doesn't. It can't be both, Joe. A corrupt president fails to assure the nation. He supposedly leads us with cogent information regarding the spiraling chaos going out of control in Afghanistan, the greatest failure in U.S. foreign policy on his watch isn't excusable. It's extremely dangerous in this type of world that we're in right now. Now, it came out that under U.N. directives, that Biden will focus his State Department on the relocation, coming to you, America, of thousands and thousands of Afghan refugees, quote-unquote, into the United States, while ignoring the danger thousands of Americans trapped behind enemy lines are now facing, trapped behind enemy lines. Now, people always say, well, there's always talk radio, but what are solutions? Solutions. I have a solution for you. Ask Joe Biden to resign. Short of that, I would tell the Taliban, we're going to have a corridor outside the airport. I put 1,000 troops out there and tell the people to come to that corridor and round them up as best you can. I would tell our troops, if you're fired upon, return fire and be ready to return fire. And I would give everybody, hopefully they can make that corridor. Put troops out there, barbed wire the works, put them in combat, ready positions with Humvees. Send in reinforcements. Try your best right now to salvage this crappy, terrible situation and get our people out of there. The UK and some of our forces are going house to house trying to find Americans. The problem is they are probably in hiding. It's probably too late now. Again, the time to have done all this was months ago, weeks ago. Like the old saying, it's too little and too late. I'm afraid many Americans and other allies of ours are going to be trapped behind enemy lines. Now, if you look at this situation, something is more than wrong with this picture. We have plane loads of refugees. They're coming into the United States from Kabul, Afghanistan. We can't see any women or children on those planes, just fighting age men. Now, they say in Kabul that the men overran them to get on the planes. I don't believe that. I believe they were asked to come on board, and they wanted the men to come on board. And they're coming to Fort Bliss in Texas and Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, other places, possibly Arizona. If you're on a military base, right now, and you've got thousands of Afghans coming, you guys better be on your guard. You better be on, spot on, be wide-eyed, guns ready. You don't know what these guys are going to do. Don't expect them to sit there and play checkers while they're being relocated around America or eating ice cream. Most of these guys, I'd say many, have killed people. They were probably in the Afghan army or the Taliban. They can be very dangerous. So be on guard. Folks, this is the epic episode 64 tonight, the fall of Afghanistan. Now, to call the show, we'll get that number out after our VIP guests. Hopefully, will call in. And all new callers get to the front of the line. We're so glad you're here tonight. This is Pirate Radio. You have entered the radio octagon. Oh, yes. We are the Avengers of America. Now, incidentally, these Americans that are still in Afghanistan, we're always told that they were teachers who were teaching in Afghan schools and businessmen and contractors doing business with Afghan companies or the military. Well, my question is, why were they not teaching in American schools and doing business with American companies? They're probably private military contractors, PMCs. Now, the city of Kabul and the entire country of Afghanistan is now under complete Taliban control, except for a little sliver of America at the Kabul airport. How are they all going to get out if they wait to the last possible second? I hate to say it, but they were warned a year ago by Trump. One could say, not my problem. Good luck, guys. We want to get our people out, though. But it's a very dicey type of situation, very, very difficult at this juncture. Unless we have overwhelming force in and around that airport and know where those people are, get the word out to them to come to the airport, they're probably in some cellar, some basement hiding. Could we see another Iran-type hostage situation like we had under President Jimmy Carter in 1979? I think we could, and time will tell. One thing that time has already told us is that Joe Biden and his staff picks are completely and totally and utterly unfit to be in positions of authority. And do you know who is it to blame for that? Who bears the blame for this situation? Biden voters, each and every one of them. None of this chaos at the Kabul airport would have happened under President Donald Trump. Yes. Who's to blame? Biden Democrat voters. Some of the most ignorant, uninformed, uneducated, self-absorbed morons in this country today. You can't talk to them. You can't reason with them. They are what they are. They do what they do. I wonder if it physically hurts them to be so stupid. I can't imagine going through my life being so disconnected from factual reality on the ground that I would be dumb enough to vote for a guy like Joe Biden who spent 47 years in government and never, ever even solved one problem for the country. He never solved anything. All he's done is suck up the cash, suck up the press corps, and stay in power as best he can and feather his own nest and that of his family's nest. And his son runs around the world and loses laptops to spies and is in one situation after the other. I got to hand it to you Democrat Biden voters, though. It only took you 7 months for your guy to smash the U.S. economy, wreck our oil independence, cause gigantic unemployment, and humiliate our entire nation in front of the whole world with its botched removal of U.S. troops and contractors and citizens from Afghanistan. And let me tell you this, too, that a lot of people do not know. At the end of Donald Trump's presidency, there were only 2,500 U.S. military persons in Afghanistan. President Trump negotiated our military departure from Afghanistan to be done by May 1st, not August the 15th, and not August the 19th of today's date. This stuff started several days ago. This was all supposed to go down under President Trump by May 1st. If the media constantly says that it's Trump's fault now, no. Biden purposely let the calendar slide. He purposely wanted chaos in Kabul, in my view, to give China an edge and to humiliate the country that he hates anyway. It's very obvious to me. The only reason why you would do that is you hate the country, you hate our troops, and you want to benefit China, who is the main benefactor on the world stage. Make no mistake about it. And here we are on August the 19th, and our people are still not out. Biden, as the Democrat illustrious leader, and his incompetent staff somehow failed to be able to transport back then, when Trump left office, 2,500 Americans out of Afghanistan in February, March, or April of 2021. Let's shift the calendar and go backwards, folks, a few months. That wasn't done. That's a special kind of stupid, let me tell you. Biden voters are a special kind of stupid, just like their leader. In fact, many of them have taken the COVID vaccine. They don't even know what that is. It's experimental and not FDA approved. Many people that have taken the COVID shot have heart failure from capillary blood clots. You can look it up. It's a known, very well-known side effect. Unbelievable. Barack Obama is behind Biden, and he says that his work was done. Well, I think we're all in for a real ride now. You see, because your fearless Democrat leader left all our weapons behind in Afghanistan. and the Taliban grabbed them all. Machine guns, Black Hawk helicopters, Stinger missiles that could take down civilian jets, passenger jets around the world. Those are very formidable. Those are our Stingers that we did not take with us because it was botched on purpose, by design. Now they can shoot down our own aircraft with our own weapons. Great. Lovely. Lovely, Democrats. Fantastic. Great job. I would tell the Democrats, be sure to travel by plane as often as you possibly can in the months to follow. It's almost that bad. It's so bad, it's laughable. We're beyond sarcastic on the show. This is just unbelievable. Well, as soon as Biden and his pals or his Chinese spies managed to get those weapons across our wide-open southern border, and they can have a real party with our domestic aircraft. And don't think that wouldn't happen. We hope it never happens in my show. Ever, ever, ever. All of us fly. But this kind of geopolitic and foreign policy is very, very dangerous. And that's what we mean when we say that. Folks, we're so glad you're here tonight. We've got a big show for you, as usual. We have the call board already lighting up. I love it. It's going to be a great show. I can feel it. So, let me tell you this. It is a jungle out there. It's chaos. The jackals are running wild. We are the lions. The nationalist lions on the safari watching the carnage, watching the chaos, watching the jackals tear apart the rhinos, tear apart themselves, eat each other. We're gazing at them intently, watching all this carnage and mayhem and chaos on the world stage. And we are planning ahead. We are preparing. It's beyond now. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. It's welcome to the jungle, America, the political jungle. And with that, we'll start the show tonight. America, you found your home. It's the Von Wien Show. We're glad you're here. Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the
night. How are you doing? Kim?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Hello. Yes.
How are you doing?
How are you? I'm doing really
good.
Doing
great. Doing great. Yeah, we had a great conversation last week, and we're going to talk about the secret space program. Hopefully, maybe later on tonight we'll get around to it a bit. But what are your thoughts right now about Afghanistan? What's going on?
Well, okay.
Anything else you want to talk about for a few minutes?
No. I can give you some insights because I do. I feel like I got some little truth bombs that, you know, take it or leave it. But
this is what I think is going on.
And this is some heavy hitters here. So, okay,
nice.
I think we've got controlled chaos. That's what I think is going on. Very unfortunately, there a lot of the planet, a lot of, you know, just the humans, they're asleep. They don't know what's going on. They don't seem to have much of an interest as to what's going on. And the whole, you know, the whole Democrat thing is a construct of that mainstream media, right? Okay, so let me just say this, okay? You remember when President Trump got into office, so it was, you know, the early part of 2017, he was flying all over the world. Do you remember that?
I do.
He was flying to all these countries. Well, I got some information.
Yes, he was.
And so what I believe he was doing at that time is he was revealing the pedophilia, the satanic pedophilia that had been collected on all these leaders in these countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they were basically to capitulate there, you know, with us going into peace. Now the military, okay, so let's just say it like this. While this planet has been sleeping, the military has been watching. So one of the things that they said, and they've been putting out information, the secret military, the white hats, I guess you might want to call them, they've been putting out all this information trying to see how the people respond. Unfortunately, they're not getting the kind of responses that they had hoped for as far as people waking up. They're not, we're not getting it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not you and me.
Right.
But others. So this is what I have heard many times is Israel and the mainstream media are going to be last. Okay? And so you were just talking about, so Afghanistan, and then you're saying China's involved with that. But guess who I heard owns the CCP? And I think this is pretty credible.
Jealous.
Israel.
Yep, I've heard that before.
And who was involved in the 9/11 attack? The Mossad, the CIA, Israel.
That's right. That's right.
So they said
many people say
media and Israel's going to be last. So what do I? Okay, so the border. You were talking about the border. Oh, it's a disaster. Oh, yeah, it is. But they left part of it open for a particular reason, right? They just feel that there's like more than half of the planet is just not aware of anything. Right? So if we're trying to move humanity into peace, we need everybody to be awake and in agreement that these governments are corrupt. And there's what was going on in those tunnels and on the moon and in Mars. You know, we got to stop this. And how can you tell these people this, though, if these people are going to go against us? The truthers, you know, we just don't. So this is what, in my opinion, this is what we are seeing right now. Now, a lot of the stuff too, like on TV, I believe Joe Biden, the real one, the real one. I believe he was processed already. So a lot of what we're seeing, like I see most
processed.
Everything.
Explain that to our audience.
He has been picked up by the military, and most likely he was executed. Yeah, and they got stuff on him too. Okay, so and they've been saying all along, we got everything, and believe me, I can tell you they do. They have everything.
But we have to be careful about talking about the president on our show because we don't wish any ill will to him. But if others let's clarify that if others have already taken the law into their own hands, so to speak, that is on them. Not on our show, of course, because we love everybody until they prove us wrong. So I just want to put that out there that there are people, like she's saying, folks, that are saying that, but we have no evidence of that on my show. And so, but one thing I will say, Kim, is that we talked about this in the last show, is there are photographs of Joe Biden that he doesn't look like it's the same guy. It looks like there is a double or a doppelganger, if you will, because many of the photographs look like it's an actor and the guy doesn't, you know what I mean? So look, could there be foul play in the highest realms? Yes, absolutely, folks. There could be foul play. There could be things that we don't know about. There's many things that we don't know about as people that live in this country, and they always hide things from us, right? So anything is possible. Absolutely. Anything is. I mean, and really, Kim, going forward, I would tell anybody the truth is stranger than fiction. What we're going to hear about in the months and weeks and years coming up is going to blow your mind. Go ahead, please.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, I mean, if you listen to President Trump, he always drops lots of cues. And you know,
right.
So he even said, like, Pelosi, he's like, did you see her mask? And then he was explaining it as though she has a full head mask. You see?
Right. By the way, that's a play on words because he was his Q, like Q, the person that was putting out the emails. You notice that too? Another double entendre. Did you notice the Qs?
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. In other words, he's talking to people that are like us that are in the know, that are watching and observing things very intently. And I tell folks, everything is on the table on my show. We will talk about things that no other talk show talks about. But go ahead. Anything else that you've got for intel or anything else that's some juicy DC gossip or conjecture? Bring it on.
Yeah, I do. Let's see here. Let me go. Okay, so you remember you were saying Donald Trump tried to tell them to get out of Afghanistan? Okay.
Yes,
didn't,
he did. That's
didn't,
a fact.
Did, but didn't he also say, like, right from the beginning of his term, you're fake news? You know, when he was talking about the mainstream media? I mean, how many times did that man say that?
Oh, constantly. Constantly he brought that up.
But yet, look at how much of America is still watching and still watched it during his presidency, right?
Well,
and then
you'll have the brainwashed masses, and our country is full of brainwashed masses at this time. And that's okay. We have to write those people off. They're beyond gone. Their mind is mush. Their mind is gone. You can't – we're never going to have a society where, see, even the – majority of people are what they call woke or informed or, you know, at least knowledgeable about some basic precepts about this nation. Most people, again, like I've said, Ken, they don't really care as long as they've got their cold beer, their hot pizza, their big pickup truck, their roach-infested apartment that they can crash at. They're happy. They can go to work, have a little house, have a little honey. I hate to say it, but that's how most of America functions.
Right, and so what
and
they're
being
doing
honest.
Right now, yeah, I know. So that's partly why this is like, so what they're saying is what they're going to do is they're just going to bring like a near-death experience to the people to get them to snap out of this. Yeah, this is what they're saying the plan is. Yeah.
Crazy,
so
isn't it?
Crazy. Yeah, but I think that's what they're really doing. And then, like, down at the border, right, it's controlled, though. And what they're doing, they're just running another sting op. They're running sting ops everywhere. So they're trying to show America, look, we're losing control. Look at what's happening, right? But behind the scenes, they're apprehending the rest of these human traffickers because that border was their bread and butter. That's where they were getting a lot of the tunnel people and all the human trafficking victims. That's the reason.
Well, yeah.
That was the reason.
I'm not saying that there aren't psyops that are going on, but at the same time, that's all well fine and good. But I think overall, the overall reality is that, yeah, we do have a major problem with our border. They can use the current situation to their advantage if they are wonderful, great. They get big, big gold star points. But overall, we do have a longer-term problem. I always tell folks, too, Kim, that don't be overly distracted, though. Be knowledgeable about the world, but keep your eye on the ball, folks, which is immigration. Right. Immigration.
Right.
It's come out again this past week that the white European families are going to be 60% of the nation that was reported to applause in some quarters of America. They want, and I've told you all before, that once the white Europeans become less than 50% of the nation, this country will officially be a third world nation because the immigrants coming in are not building it up. And then they're going to be attacking the whites who are left, and we will be like South Africa. And that's coming, too. No one likes to talk about that. That's the big elephant in the room that I am calling out tonight. Demographics is your country, is the blood of the nation. And they want to dumb us down by importing people with no skills. Now Afghan Taliban fighters and other rogue elements of the Afghan society. Again, I'm sure there's some good people in that mix, to be fair, and PC, but to be blunt, I'm sure there's a lot of scoundrels and criminals that we're bringing over too. And so this is all part of the plan. So America, you need to get prepped. You need to get ready for what's coming. There's supply chain shortages. You better have arms and weaponry. We don't know what they've got planned for our future. What do you think, Kim?
I think that you're right. So this, everything that is happening right now was part of their playbook. They know their playbook, right? And they're letting it play out because they have to show these people. They have to show these people because these people don't believe it. They think the government loves them and is concerned about their health, okay? And that's simply just not true. I mean, President
it's not.
Trump,
I agree.
Did he not say, I got the COVID? You know, he faked it, him and Melania. And he said, I bet her 2-3 days later I took that, the HCQ, and I'm good, right? But how many people still are running to get injections?
Well, I think Trump took a placebo. I've always said that. I don't believe he took the real thing. I think he did that on purpose because he went out in front of the news, like you said, about less than a week later, and said, I took that hydro, knowing the police, not the police, but the COVID police and the press corps were going nuts. They were trying to downplay and suppress that information. He said, hey, folks, I used it. It worked on me. It'll work on you. To get it out there over their media machine. And he got it out there. Now, you notice ever since, because he has the bully pulpit of the presidency and they couldn't really censor that. So he got it out there in the lexicon that, hey, the president took this hydrochloric thing and it really worked. And it's still out there. So that's what pissed them off. I think Trump faked COVID, and just again, this is how my suspicious mind worked. He faked it because Trump's kind of he's a wheeler dealer. He thought, how can I best get this information out without pounding the table, without and still get it out there? And then I'll just say I had COVID. I went to the Camp David hospital. I feel great, and you will too. And so that pissed off the press corps. I remember how pissed off those guys were. How dare you go against our narrative and our agenda, Mr. President? You're going off script. How dare you? And you also notice when Fauci was up there, Trump used to walk back and forth like he's mocking him. And he'd whistle and look at the sky and look at the ceiling. Well, Fauci was like that Peanuts teacher. A-wah, a-wah, a-wah. He put Fauci on display on purpose, knowing full well he would talk himself into all kinds of riddles and serpentine tirades, and he would get himself all twisted up, which is exactly what he did. Now no one knows what the hell Fauci meant, or when he said it, or when he didn't say it. All done by design. That's the genius of Trump. You see, you always notice, and he would pace back and forth, or look at him like very mockingly, and shuffle papers, and he was doing that to let you know, I got to put this guy up there, but I really don't trust him. They foisted Fauci on me, so I'll let him speak and give him his pound of flesh, but I'm going to make a mockery out of him, being this government quack deep state doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what many people have called him. What are your final thoughts to America, Kim?
I'll share some other stuff with you. Got to keep an open mind and just remember that this world, a lot of what you're seeing is not anything what it really is. A lot of what we see isn't really what is going on. So that's why, you know, everybody does need to do their research to really get to the truth. We've never been told the truth for the most of our life, literally.
Literally. So true. Kim, thanks so much. Appreciate you. Have a great night.
Okay, appreciate you too.
Thanks for
you
calling
too.
The show.
All right.
Thank bye-bye. You. Kim, the truth seeker, folks. Bye-bye, Kim. Thanks so much. We've got Matador calling from his satellite phone. He'll be on next after this station ID and these really cool messages.
This is Arnold, and I'm saying I've played the Barbarian before. Here's the real one playing in the radio right now. He's playing for you, playing for everybody who's listening. Not only in the United States of America, but around countries all over the world. I like to do it after eating something. Grab me some food, and then I sit down and I listen to what's going on. And I say, yes, get him, Barbarian, get him. Let them know. You tune in to the Barbarian, Van Weehunt. It's on right now. He's on all over the world.
Yes. And we just want to party and have a good time and make money and take care of our friends, our family. And they won't let us. They keep trying to stop us. Well, this is a segment I call, Hey Man, Let Us Party.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize. But tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Vaughn is on, so join him on the radio airwaves as he broadcasts on internet radio. It's exploding. It is the Vaughn Weehunt Show, and he's on Thursday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. The mission is to be there without excuse. We'll see you there.
God, I love that Gordon Liddy imitation. Matador is holding in the wings from his East Valley bunker. We'll have him on momentarily on his satellite phone. He's chomping at the bit to talk to the American people. I love it. Love it. Folks, this is a world at war. I tell you about it every single week. Now, we say more in my two-hour show than most shows say in 3 or 4 hours a day. There's shows that are on constantly. And all I hear is chatter. I don't hear anything else. I don't hear great callers. I don't hear any news. I just hear chatter, and it's just ridiculous. So some of these guys are on 3-4 hours a day. They got big, fat corporate sponsors. Unbelievable. If you want to help out the show and donate or be a sponsor, please contact me at vonwehintshow@gmail.com. I'm asking you directly because I am very direct when I want to be. And now with that, without further ado, let's bring on Matador from the East Valley Bunker. Matador, how are you doing tonight, sir? So glad to have you on the show.
The Barbarian Von Wehunt. Amazing. Your show is top rated. It's under the radar because that's the way the deep state wants it. The deep state loves bloviating Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and all these boring blah, blah, blah. They don't give you any insight. They don't give you any news. But the Barbarian gives you everything you need to know. 2 hours a week. Talk, block, get it on. It should be 3 hours daily.
Yes. Yes. I love it. Yeah, man, we are working towards that. We need some more sponsors for the show, and we'll buy up some more airtime, and then we'll buy up stations, and we'll have a 1,000-year reign on the radio airwaves, bro. God, good to hear your voice. What is your take on Afghanistan, Kabul, and the chaotic situation there?
We're going to get into that, but first and foremost, I think I heard that woman say, what's the truth? I only know one truthful thing in the last 18 months. COVID-19 came out of the Wuhan lab. It was spread around the world. And if you disagree with it, you're disconnected from Facebook, whatever, Twitter, anything. You're thrown off the air. Now, you can yell white nationalist, Nazi. That's no problem to some guy's face who doesn't even know what that means. But how dare anybody say that it came out of Wuhan, China? You're a racist, Asian-hating, some bizarre thing. When two Asian doctors, they killed both of them, that said it came out of there. One escaped to the USA, said, I was in the lab. It came out of there. Folks, if you eat a bird, a bad bat, does everybody remember the bird flu? It never made it to America. If some guy in Asia or Africa or wherever eats a bad bat or a bad horse or a dog or whatever bizarre animal they want to eat that month, it doesn't come all the way around the world. If it does, it's not a virus that attacks your lungs, okay? It would be gone within 3 to 6 months. This was a biochemical that China somehow got out of their thing. They should be held fully responsible and liable by every single country in the world. But, of course, they've got the payola, and we're stuck, Barbarian.
God, so true, man. Something's got to give at some point, and we pray for peace and love and tranquility in our nation, in our neighborhoods, in our families. But no matter, like I always tell you and the boys and the world that's listening, that though we want peace, our enemies always prepare for war against us. And there is a war against America. There's a war against especially the white heterosexual European male and female, for that matter. There's a war against our basic premise of America, how we got here, how we started. They're attacking your monuments. They attack your statues. They attack your language, your history, your heritage. They attack you individually. And now if you don't take the shot, they'll attack you for that. It's attack after attack after attack. How much will the middle class and the rank and file take in America? Like I've always said, we have a very long fuse. But be very careful what you wish for. Your thoughts, Matador.
Well, remember 6 months ago, just get the two shots. You will never get COVID. Okay, you can get COVID, but it won't be too bad. Okay, can you get a booster shot coming up? They don't even know what's in this thing. It's more people are getting sick from it. The FDA will never approve it because they don't want to be sued by Jensen, Benson, and Rabinowitz. Watching a commercial in 3 years ago. Hey, did you get that FDA injection? Do you have these symptoms? They'll read off 30 and below, and they'll all be getting sued. It'll never be approved by the FDA. I agree, Barbarian. There's attack on the white heterosexual Christian male and anybody that agrees with the white heterosexual. If you're a black man and you agree with the white heterosexual, you believe in Jesus and family, you're an Uncle Tom. If you're Hispanic who agrees with this or Asian, you're a sellout to the community. They've painted you with a broad brush all the way from Ben Carson to everybody. I mean, it's unbelievable with what they get away with their bullshit media. And for the last time, Americans, can we please learn our lesson? How many times does a barbarian have to tell you? 70% of the world does not want to live like Europe and USA. Quit going to Pakistan, Afghanistan, Shmoobikistan, wherever you want to go to. They don't want American values. They don't want to live like we want to live. Stop spending $6 trillion, blood, money, and everything else. They don't want to live like us. Look, at folks, you better be nice to Afghanistan. In 20 years, the average age in Afghanistan is 18 and a half, okay? They have 4.5 kids per male, okay? They're having babies. America has an open border system. Over 5 million have poured over in 7 months. All those people have a nasty case of COVID. Do the Biden and Democrats care? No, they want more voters in here. They want voters and voters. Believe me, this is, call me crazy, 1932, Berlin, Hitler. I believe AOC. I believe Pelosi. I believe that they hate our guts. I believe they will tax us once they have 80 Democrat senators and 40 governors. They're not playing, folks. If you think, oh, no, Matt, then they're going to be nice to you. Oh, no, no. No, they're not. It's going to be just like South Africa. Look at the census. The numbers don't. The Democrats like to talk about science. That 2010, 65% of the country was white. 2020, 57%. They're already saying by 2030, 45%, and by 2040, it'll be one-third, 33%. If every 33% white person voted Republican, you'd lose in a landslide, okay, in the next 10 to 20 years.
That's right.
I mean, the writing's on the wall, folks. It is a wide open – It's phenomenal. People care about Afghanistan 5,000 miles away, but they literally don't care about a border with drugs, criminals, rapists, killers. I keep hearing about women and girls. Hey, listen. If I was a president, I would say all women in the world that want to come to America from 15 to 30 years old that have never had a baby, okay, and they want to, oh, sure, let's welcome all the women from all races. From
That's
Africa,
what we
Asia.
Need. Sure, we need more women to come over to America, not more men.
Every time
yes.
We turn on the TV, every time, I don't care, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, local news, if you look at the border, the helicopter's up there, you watch your TV show, it's 15 men and maybe one woman and one kid, and they're all buff. I watch those guys march to Europe, all buff guys, all guys coming up through Mexico. They're not. Pelosi tells you, they're women and children. No, they're not. 95% of them are strapping. It's the only ones that get caught are women and children. All the men are running right by our slow patrol. And what do, the cowards? They throw their women and children in the ditch. And then the government goes, we got to save little Luis and Sally. And then the 15 guys run right by us, the drug dealers, the murderers, the killers, the guys that can't even read and write in Spanish. They don't even know English. 22% of the country, Vaughn, doesn't speak English at home. And those numbers are metastasizing. A country cannot survive without a flag, an anthem, patriotism, one common thing. You can pretend, oh, no, multiculturalism and blah, blah, blah. No country's ever survived that. What they've done is got rid of all those original people in every country. That's what's going to happen. I mean, it's unbelievable, And I just want to ask any Americans, we can't leave any Americans in Afghanistan, man. I'm not talking military. I'm talking regular citizens. Now, folks, let's say the barbarian wants to go to Germany. He's a smart guy. He wants to go to Italy. He gets on the Secretary of State site. What are the travel warnings for Italy or Germany? Very safe, very friendly. How good for America. Type in Afghanistan for the last 40 years. One of the top five deadliest countries in the world. Do not go, especially if you're American. So So what are we doing with 20,000 American citizens over there? I know two retired Army guys. One guy did three stints in Afghanistan. All his friends are in Saudi Arabia and Iraq as consultants making good money. Afghanistan doesn't have any money to pay any of our guys. I don't even know. I don't even believe we have 15,000. I think we have about 300 people out there. And, oh, so we owe you safekeeping to get all the way to Kabul. When Trump told you a year ago we were leaving Afghanistan, why didn't you have your stuff packed up and out of that country? It's just, I mean, it's not like the barbarian went to vacation down in a Costa Rica, a friendly country, and all of a sudden they had a revolution and nobody knew about it. Sure, send a Marine down there, escort the barbarian out of there. If the barbarian decides he wants to go to one of the worst countries in the world, war-torn, and go, it's a typical American. I'm an American. You can't do anything to me. Taliban shoots you right in the head.
That's right.
That happened. I don't understand, barbarian. Wait, these people in America, they think everybody's like an American. I can just show the guy my American passport, Johnny Caliban. He's going to go, oh, barbarian, you and Matador are Americans. We'll just let you walk all the way to Kabul. I mean, what is taught to America? How dumb these Americans are.
You're so dumb and naive.
So instead of getting a check for $1,500, we should have got a check for $15,000 if we would have never gone to Afghanistan, spent $10 trillion. They just took half a trillion, folks, not a half a million, $500 billion. That's a half a trillion of all our military weapons. Now the Taliban is armed up for 100 years. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's Washington, D.C. the last 50 years. Inept. Completely. Let's just face it. We don't need a civil war. We need seven different countries in America. We need a breakup now. I mean, it's only coming. I mean, look at the Balkans. I mean, just look at Europe 75 years ago. No country is going to stay together when you speak. I mean, we're talking English, Spanish, Chinese, Angolan. You're going to have 50 different languages, 50 different TV stations. Nobody even cares about the flag. Nobody cares about them. It won't stand. It's better just to do it peacefully. Say, you know what? I give the Native Americans great credit. They have their own reservation. Basically what America should do, create 15 big reservations. Say, hey, this is the kind of politics, religion, what you like, you move here. Once everybody moves where they want, X person that opens their mouth gets tossed out in the ocean. Everybody will be as happy as you can be. We have one military to make sure nobody attacks us. We just saw, I mean, look at the Native Americans, real happy. They pretty much have their own law. Once a year, the FBI goes in there if they kill somebody that's non-Native. If not, they do all their own things. They elect their own president for their tribal chief. I don't hear any issues yet. Yeah, they may drink and have their party and fun, but I don't ever hear them yell BLM or you know, Native American rights. They're all happy. They got their own Native tribe. Now, if they want to come out and live in here, but all the ones, that's what we should do. We should be able to create giant reservations for people. They can live on there. They can all be happy. That was the American dream. That was the American dream, not huddled into one big mass of junk and being controlled by one small, tiny city of 7 miles called Washington, D.C. We're basically controlled by them, this tiny little corrupt 7 miles, barbarian, 7 tiny miles.
I know.
The murder capital of America is going to tell us what to do. 7 tiny little miles, and then 9 Supreme Court justices who, if I think I'm right, 7 or 6 before this last one, are 70 years old and over. They don't even know what they're doing, and they somehow get to say, hey, out in Wyoming, we're going to tell you what to do. What? Why is it even in the Supreme Court? It's just bizarre, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we have total overreaching of federal debt, federal power, federal government. The federal government comes to your locale and tells you what to do. It's unbelievable. And if your governor, duly elected, or city mayor says no mask, Biden says, we're going to come out there like our Nazi stormtroopers and enforce the mask mandate in your locale, even though the man every day says, well, it's not constitutional, but I'm coming out there to do it. But it's not. They don't care about the Constitution. I've heard AOC say, not once, not twice, over 5 times, the Constitution wasn't written for me. We want to rewrite the Constitution.
That's right.
We want to get rid of the Bill of Rights. She ain't closed,
or they view the Constitution as an old relic. It was written by white, those evil white guys. And therefore,
yes,
we don't have to abide by it. Because the evil,
don't
see how this works? It's the narrative. The evil white guys wrote it, and I'm a Hispanic young uppity chick in New York, AOC, and I don't have to abide by it, by those evil white men who are colonists, and they were imperialists. You see how this works? When they get that stuff in the high schools and the college, and they gin it up, to where now they have dumbed down the population, and they all say, well, what the hell is the U.S. Constitution anyway? I never heard of it before. See?
They don't even know what it is.
And they don't want to know what it is.
They don't want to know.
It gets better.
They
don't want to know.
All they want is their stupid cell phone, play all day and get stoned and get their little check, 80% of them. I'll tell you what, folks, just think that dope, that communist Bernie Sanders was a smidgen away from winning it until they threw the guy under the bus for Biden. And we know he would have been the president because they would have just kept counting suitcases till he won. Just think, AOC, she's a pretty woman, much prettier than Bernie, talks better than Bernie, and she's got a lot bigger social media. If it's not her, it's going to be somebody else. You know what? I've upped the timeline, Barbarian. 2032, that's 11 years. We're going to have an election in 2024, and we're going to have an election. I will guarantee by 2032, the Democratic Party will have a bigger leftist than Bernie Sanders. He will be talking not socialism, straight communism. I'm telling you, white people, oh, it can't happen in America. Oh, yes, it can. There's going to be a tax if you own a house, when you sell that house, there will be a 25 to 40% tax taken out as a
redistribution
of wealth. If Barbarian House is worth, real simple math, folks, $500,000, and they give him a check, he'll get a check for $300,000, and $200,000 will go to redistribution of wealth. We know it'll be stolen and plundered, and maybe $25,000 for Green Deal or climate change.
Tax and the suburban tax.
Yes.
When you sell your suburban home, how dare you make that equity? It's not yours. You should share that with poor people that we deem money to go. We will tell you where that money will go, and we're going to spend it, and we're going to take it, and not a damn thing you can do about it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, America. You're already smoking weed and cannabis anyway. Who the hell cares, right?
It's exactly what's going to happen. People think, no. Oh, yes. Here's your check. Wait. I only got $300,000. You owe me $500,000. Sorry, the $200,000. It's a past law.
And you should be lucky you got that $300,000. You should be lucky you got that $300,000.
Lucky.
We could have taxed more of that next year.
Yep.
You see how it works, folks?
More of that and more of that. That's exactly how it's going. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to go to Social Security, and they're going to go, you know what? Barbarian's got a nice some house paid off, and he's got some money in the bank, and Matador and all his friends. You know what? They don't need Social Security. How about those? Instead of some poor guy who never worked, who somehow gets a $1,200 Social Security check, he got nothing. He's living out in the streets. He's been a bum his whole life. We're just going to double his Social Security to $2,400. You'll be lucky to get a $500 Social Security check out there, America. Oh, no, this is America. Oh, yeah. You think Mitt Romney, he's worth $500 million. He could care less if you get your Social Security tax. As long as Mitt says, I can live up here high on the hog. Okay, Mitt signed this. I just signed it. Mitt Romney would be on TV telling you, Trump's a white nationalist. All the people that voted for me to be punished. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, we know if Trump was the president and he did this to Afghanistan, half of the Republican Party would be on TV saying, Trump needs to resign right now. Every Democrat, every newsman. Have you heard one Democrat say Joe Biden needs to resign? I heard one Democrat senator from Virginia on the military committee, he didn't say he should resign. We need to do a deep dive into this disaster. But it's been happening before
so
presidents over the last 20 years. I haven't heard one. I've heard a couple say, hey, it wasn't too good, Wolf Blitzer. Has one said, he needs to resign, him and Kamala Harris. This is a disgrace. Not one. We know if that was Trump.
No.
Every Democrat would resign. Pelosi would already have impeachment papers. And
such
every
a mess.
Media person, they would be saying to every Republican, do you agree Trump needs to resign? Impeachment, 24-7. Biden, it's only old. I think what it is myself. I think an L.A. Times story today say it's Kamala Harris's fault. She was in the room and she told Joe what to do. I think what it is they're going to give Joe, he's not going to run for reelection. They don't like Kamala. They want a big communist in 2024. She doesn't excite the base. They want an AOC. They want a Bernie Sanders. They want somebody maybe we don't know. I mean a communist. Mm-hmm. BLM loving Antifa.
I know. Member, what are your final thoughts to America, sir?
My thought is be prepared for anything, America. Anything. Be prepared in 30 days, D.C. could fall. What? Huh? What? That could be the next cabal, folks. Our military can't even beat a bunch of guys in sandals running around as goat herders. In 8 days, the whole thing fell. Be prepared. You could turn on your TV in Phoenix or Dallas or Washington or Chicago, murder capitals of the world, killing 100 people a month. Be prepared for your Phoenix or Dallas or D.C. or Chicago, wherever you're at. Your inner city could be on fire. You could wake up to TV and 50 buildings just got burnt to the ground. 10,000 people got killed. Be prepared. America is on the verge of brink. The inner cities are collapsing. America is on the verge of could happen in a year, could happen tomorrow, could happen in 20 years. We are on a downward spiral, unfortunately. I'm just telling you, be prepared for anything. Don't be caught with your pants down trying to jump on a big bomber airplane and get sucked up on the wheel well, brother. Be prepared for anything. Prepare.
God, I love it. Don't get sucked up in a wheel well, folks, and don't fall off that plane. Love it, Matador. Calling from a satellite phone, folks, in the East Valley bunker. We love you, Matador. Love you, man. Great, great political rant and talk tonight, man. Love it.
Love it. And shout out to those great Air Force guys. Keep booting them off those planes, brother.
That's right. Shake those wings a little bit. Clean those planes out. Thank you, Matador. God, love it.
What?
Well, after a call like that, we're going to just talk here a little bit. But before we get to that, listen to this. Cool, that's working here a little bit. God, I love him, Matador calls. Fantastic. Fantastic guy. Well, the moral and ethical values are gone, and it's apparent that crime will be rampant in the America of the future. This is not new in history, and it does happen at the end of major eras or cycles. This happened, for example, at the end of the Roman Empire, as Rome disintegrated economically and morally. Decadence was rampant then as it is today. So were debts and deficits. The Emperor Commodus started it all and was the ancient Roman ruler. Emperor Gallienus finished off the Roman Empire economically and was the Greek version of Biden. So dissolution of values and principles are clearly a consequence of financial, political, and economic dysfunction. And that's what we see today. The fact that the United States, for example, has increased the federal debt every year since 1960, with four minor exceptions, is a sign of chronic disease and total dysfunction. If the U.S. government for over 60 years has become increasingly more decadent, paying for these no-win wars, these foreign adventures, yet they never seem to have the money to take our people out of a hostile war environment at the critical moment in history. Both economically and morally, how can we expect the people of the country to behave any differently? Many countries in the world have fared in a similar manner because of the size of the U.S. economy, and we all know the dollar is our reserve currency. The consequences are considerably more significant if we were to lose our standing in the world. It's amazing what's happened here. Let's get the gunslinger on, if he's available. Gunslinger, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good here in Texas. I hope everything's pretty good here, pretty good where you are. Actually, mild weather here. We've only had 6 days of 100 or above, so it's usually 20 days. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, those Afghan way over there, you know, you've seen that picture where all those people stormed onto that C-137, whatever it was. I think they said
sure
800 people. Okay. My question is, you see that thing moving, okay, and all these people are around that aircraft, okay? Now,
right.
These things have four big jet engines, okay? Them jet engines are sucking in all kinds of air. How come those people didn't get sucked in? And the people that were behind it with the thrust, you know, it's just not a little trolling motor that make one of them things move. That thing weighs over 100,000 pounds. You got to gun them engines, okay, to get that big bird moving, even on the ground. The thrust
That's
behind
right.
that thing would barbecue those people and throw them people 1,000 feet behind that thing, because you can go on YouTube right now, and they demonstrated the power behind the thrust of a jet, let's say a 737 or something. They had it on the runway. The pilot put the brakes on, and they had a school bus, a full-size school bus now, just maybe 100, 150 feet behind this jet. The pilot revved the engines up, and it completely lifted that school bus up like it was a feather and blew it about 800 to 1,000 feet behind it. A human person
right.
does not weigh as much as a school bus. The physics are not there. That's just casual
wow.
observation. I thought that was kind of strange. And then on another deal, you know, we've been training these people over there for, what, 20 years now.
At
Mark
least.
Dice, I'm sure you know him on YouTube, had a video on there. Now, these people cannot even concept jumping jacks. I'm sure you've seen it. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, these people are supposed to be soldiers. They're supposed to be
the military adults. Video of our advisors teaching them to do jumping jacks. Yeah, they were doing jumping jacks like they were at a disco party.
Yeah, I mean,
bizarre.
Really,
they can't do regular jumping jacks. I totally agree. Yeah, can't even
do regular jumping jacks. What in the hell is going on here? And now this idiot, you know, Joe Blow and the creepy toe. In the White House, goes out there and leaves $800 billion worth of equipment, guns, Humvees, Black Hawk helicopters.
Done on purpose.
Did on purpose. But here's the question. Now, we know these people over there are not very smart. They wipe their rear end with their finger. You know that. That's documented. They like goats. They like camels. They all this stuff. You really think these people are smart enough to fly Black Hawk helicopters? One of the most sophisticated helicopters that the United States ever invented?
Let's back up. Hold on. If they have Chinese and Russian advisors teaching the smart Afghanis, yeah, I believe they can teach them, because there's Afghan pilots in the regular army on the American side that could fly those, from what I heard. So they are teachable under the right environment. Now, the Taliban guys are just brute force kind of guys. They probably don't have the mental intellect to fly a machine like that. So what I've already seen them do is They found one chopper. They got it a foot off the ground, and they were flying in a circle, almost killing each other. So, in a weird way, they're going to probably kill themselves or each other just doing stuff like that. But what Biden wants to do is he left all the rifles and ammunition there. It's to set up the next war, to set the stage.
Oh, yeah.
They can say, well, we had a hurly get out of there. They'll blame Trump for it. And then in a year or two, oh, we have to go back over. Al-Qaeda has started up again, or Taliban, and they'll crank it up again. Whenever the military-industrial complex needs cash, and they'll need cash again, they'll say, we have to go back over to Afghanistan. We don't have any big, big checks coming in. We got to pay our engineers, pay our plants, our factories. And the politicians say, we need a war. We need those suitcases full of cash. And they do get paid off. They do get bribed. There are payoffs. If you think there are not, now they'll candy coat it. They'll make it look nice and friendly. It might be a $1 million donation to your congressional fund. Out of the blue, a person you never met before, a phantom donor, steps out of the shadows. Well, Congressman, I'm impressed with your work. I'm so impressed. Here's a check for $1 million. Well, I never met you before. Consider it a gift. That's how it works, folks. Yeah. Or your PAC. Let's say you believe you want to save the SEALs, or you for climate change, or you're against climate, whatever your cause. They'll donate to that, knowing the funds can be routed to you indirectly or laundered over to you eventually. Either way, these guys make $160,000-$170,000 a year, gunslinger, and isn't it amazing when they leave Congress 5 to 10 years later, most of them are worth $30 to $50 million. Do the math, folks. Do the math. Follow the money. Go ahead, sir.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, you know, it's all about money. Follow that money trail, just like follow that paper trail. These people get into office, they're almost piss broke. And then, like you said, just, you know, 10 years later, 5 years later, they're worth multimillionaires. Okay, gee whiz, I'm just less than around $100,000 salary. How are they doing this? Where's all this under-tabled money coming from? That's exactly what it is. Just like the mafia, it's all under-table. You know, you got these people that are set up there, and they know how to play the game because they've been there so long. Look at Piglosi and all these other idiots. They've grown roots down the prehistoric earth. Okay, they've been in there so long. They know how to play the game. They know how to manipulate the game to their advantage. Okay, it's not to your advantage or the American people advantage. It's always to them. Okay, so when you have people like that are corrupt, crooked, evil, whatever word you want to use for it, okay, this is what you get. And this is why they should have term limits, okay? But, oh, no, you think they'll vote term limits in on themselves? Oh, no, can't have that.
Never.
No.
Never.
But, yeah.
Never going to happen, folks. A lot of things on. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that with these terrorists now that are in power over there now, there's going to be another terrorist attack here in the United States. Just wait.
That's right.
They've got their clinches in on the power, and they got all that equipment and all that stuff. So, I mean, another 9/11, okay? They're just waiting for the opportunity because, you know, they hate America, you know, and everything that it stands for, right, the whole nine yards. So when you have people that are that hateful of the United States, you don't think they're sitting around plotting and planning? Oh, there's an opportunity. Oh, look at what we got now. Let's go for it. So
that's
this
right.
Idiot, the White House has opened the United States up for another freaking terrorist attack. Thanks a lot, Biden. Appreciate it.
I agree. Gunslinger, thank you, sir. Have a great, great night. Great call.
You do. All right.
Thank you so much. Very true. And don't forget, folks, they've got those Stinger missiles. Unbelievable.
And under the direction of Von Wehhunt, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne. arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail. And God bless America.
And whether you call it communism or Taliban or ISIS, it's all tyranny of some kind coming at America. We all know that to be true. And look, when you look at this country and you look at the world, I study world history, I'm an amateur historian. It took 2,000 years, fact, to reach $100 trillion of global debt. And most of that was accumulated since 1971. And 50 years later, today, global debt has trebled to $300 trillion. Now, our national debt is different than global debt, of course. The national debt is around $28 trillion, but it's going to be $30 to $35 trillion here in a few years. The compound interest is going to overtake this nation. Basically, the debt will never be paid off. It's impossible to pay off. It's a mathematical impossibility. If you were to tax every American at 100% for more Afghan wars, more no-win wars, you would have enough money. And as we gut our industry under Biden and send more of our factories back to China again, which will happen under his administration, remember, they don't want you to work. They're talking about universal income. They do want you to join the military where you can be thought of as cattle, be sent over to these no-win wars, and they will crank up Afghanistan again. Give them a few years. They'll crank it up again. By then, it might be Iran. It might be some other place in the world, some other hotspot. It could be Taiwan when they get invaded by China. If you're in the Chinese Politburo, they're in Beijing. You are licking your chops tonight. You are seeing your biggest enemy, America, vacate Afghanistan in a chaotic thing. We can't even retreat properly. If you're going to retreat and withdraw, we can't even retreat in an orderly fashion. Can't even do that right. But it's all done by design in my book. Biden was told to make it look terrible, make it look chaotic, make America look stupid. Your suitcase is full of cash. His son's been to Beijing. They influenced our election. The CCP is really the financial backer, if you will, of the Democrat Marxist Party in America. China can now run into Taiwan and overtake it, knowing full well if we can't even retreat from Afghanistan, we sure in the hell cannot protect Taiwan from invasion. China can now have their influence over Afghanistan. Russia's been there, and then America, and now it's China's turn. But they want that pipeline, at least in the Chinese case, at least they're getting something from it. America's got to go back to fighting wars Roman style, where we only fight wars when it's in our national interest. We should always extract booty and money from that nation to pay for those wars too. Should not always be on the backs of the American taxpayer. There's many bubbles in the world. We have a war bubble. We have economic bubbles. The central bank endgame is that all money will be printed by central banks in a desperate, futile attempt to save the financial system, which funds Congress, which funds the wars. Now, you see this week the mainstream media temporarily turned against Biden on this Afghanistan disaster. It won't last long, as the media in our country, at least, is terrible. But our Democrat media, which is bought and paid for, they're all shills. They would rather prefer incompetence from an America last Democrat rather than have success by an America first Republican under Trump. Now, Trump, it is not to glorify Trump. People read too much into that. It's just to say that they prefer defeat and humiliation over any inkling of any type of success and or orderly transformation under Trump. Biden was told to F up the Trump doctrine, then we can blame him for it. And knowing the American people, how they can barely see by the end of their nose, they only know day to day and week to week what's barely going on. They're far too busy with fantasy football and grilling out. I don't blame them on one hand. I've always said ignorance is bliss. But at the same time, they're ill-prepared. These same people, if anything were to really hit the fan in America, will be screaming. And they always will say this, nobody told me, nobody warned me. Yeah, we've been telling them for years to listen, prepare, get ready. But they'll be the most dangerous ones in many ways because they'll say nobody told me, then they'll be very desperate that their normalcy bias is going down the drain and they will cling to anything to keep up their standard of living. God forbid if there was a real shortage of food or if the water was turned off, those people will go absolutely crazy. And that's why they say you should have a bug out place away from the big cities. Because the big cities, people are going about their business. I don't blame them on one hand, again. But they are the same people that will get violent and get very angry when there's no gas, no food, and no water. And within 72 hours, the grocery stores are out of food. Then they'll be killing each other in the street for scraps of food, for anything that can bring back the America that they once knew. Right now, they're all snow. They're asleep. They like being asleep. Most Americans will give you a blank stare if you talk about any of these things. That's why many of them will listen once in a while. It goes in one ear and out the other. It's just the way their mind works. That's why we, in the know, as the tip of the spear, on the cutting edge, we need to take it upon ourselves to not worry about them, because at some point, we're going to tell them, your situation is not my problem. I will repeat. When they go berserk, we're going to be telling them, your situation is not my problem. The era of brotherly love and singing kumbaya is over. It is now every man for himself. I was paying attention. I was listening to the Von Wiehend Show and other great shows. I was studying. I was reading. I was preparing. I was prepping. I was getting myself ready. You were not. So screw you, Mr. and Mrs. America. Your problem is not my problem. So good luck. And be sure to duck when the bullets start flying. And with that, let's get to another call here. Let's bring on Lincoln from Flyover Country. How are you tonight, Lincoln? What's going on, man?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing, man? I'm doing well here in Missouri. How are you doing there in Arizona?
Good. Very good. Very good here. We are hanging on by our fingernails. No, we're doing good, man, here in the Mountain Stronghold. Glad to hear you. So what's on your mind tonight? What's happening?
Well, I got a few things, man. First off, man, I got to say that the first caller you had on, your VIP there, I think it was Kim. Man, like she was pretty much – she kind of lost me at the end with some of the cue stuff, but the beginning of their call was, like, on point. Like, I mean, she was just on fire. Great call. And Matador, man, he was fired up, man. You were fired up. I enjoyed listening to that a lot. You guys kind of got me a little bit fired up, man, like with what you're talking about.
Cause yeah,
I
totally right.
agree with you with a lot of what you guys were saying. I mean, the one thing you guys kind of lost now a little bit is, you know, the people coming here are men. We need more women. I personally don't think we need any more immigrants from the third world. I don't care if they're men or women. If we need immigrants, there's plenty of people in Europe that want to immigrate here. I don't want any more third world immigrants.
That's my big, big joke is that's kind of a facetious comment. And you're right. I'm really glad that you caught that. You brought it up because you always see men come over the border, right? And as a man, you know, we have a jaded opinion, right? My point is, we have enough men in this country. What the young men want are women, okay? So my point is, my big joke is that if I was president, I would have a moratorium on men. If we're going to bring in anybody, like Matt said, we'll have young, hot women between 15 and 30. So it's just sort of in other words, we don't want anybody to really come in. I'm with you 1,000%. But if we have to, let's make them women. God knows we have enough military-age men in this country. And the men are always complaining they can't find a girlfriend or a date. We need to bring in some more women to help out the cause. That's all we're saying.
Well, a big reason of that, in my opinion on that, is the reason that a lot of men in this country can't find a date or can't find a girlfriend or woman is because they're a bunch of faggot cucks that sit around and play video games and jerk off to porn all day instead of working on themselves, both physically, mentally, spiritually, getting better as a person. They're happy to be watch football and go watch porn for a while and play their video game. And I think that's the reason why they can't find a girlfriend or a partner or a relationship, is because they don't really care. They just don't care. They're happy as long as they got their porn, as long as they got their video game, as long as they got their they can turn on the TV and watch whatever some fag show whatever on TV, Walking Dead or whatever. They're fine with that. And they've been poisoned. Their mind has been rotted, poisoned.
Yeah, to a certain extent it has, and Hollywood's been a big, big part of that, trying to shove their agenda into America, and they've done that as well. Pun intended there. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's really terrible. It's so bad.
One thing that really scares me now, man, I'll give a shout out real quick to my girl Belle, who's listening in. I'd like for her to call sometime because she's really good with the whole healthcare and COVID thing. But
what's her name?
COVID thing. Her name is Belle. She's fantastic. It's a girl
I've Belle.
Known for a while, and I'm a big fan of her.
Cool name.
But, her and I were talking today, and I think that like this big vaccine push that they're currently on, I give it a matter of weeks, not months or years, but a matter of weeks until the FDA actually approves that vaccine, and that's going to give them, that's going to give our government the mandate, I guess you could call it, to turn up the heat even more and even more so, really crack down on trying to force us to. She's in the healthcare industry where she's she's being highly pressured to get the vaccine. She's not going to take it. And once that shit is FDA approved, they're going to turn the heat up, and it's really going to be forced down our throats, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, right now,
tell her to call the show.
Right now, we have the excuse where we can say, well, I'm not taking it because it's not FDA approved. But as soon as the FDA approves that garbage, it will no longer be defined as experimental. And I think that's going to give the communist Jewish government we have the every bit of a mandate to turn up the pressure and force it even more on us. Me, myself, personally, I'll go join my local Mennonite community or go live in the woods. I'm not taking it. But they're going to turn up that pressure to the point where they're going to make it very hard for us. I mean, this COVID thing has got to stop.
Oh, I agree, man. And the whole agenda is for everyone to take it. And they say 70% BS. They want 100% to take it. It's a very dangerous vaccine. And I'm putting out mildly on purpose, because some people get side effects from it. Some people have died. Now, the government wants to have plausible deniability, but I agree with you. The whole agenda is, remember, they love incrementalism, which means step by step, bit by bit, chip away, chip away, chip away at these things. And I agree with you. Once they get the FDA approval, they'll say, well, that's taking one argument away from everybody, a big one. And they'll say, well, now it's FDA approved. You should be able to take this now. Now what's your reason? Oh, I knew of a lady today, got a call. This just happened, went down today in corporate America. She said she's not taking the COVID vaccine. She's a great middle manager, helped a friend of mine get a job. And they told her, screw you, you got to take it. And she went, no. Now she said, on religious grounds, I cannot take it. I love working here. I love my job. And they said, nope, you're not going to take it. You're fired. And they fired her, and they walked her out. Now, this is happening all over America, quietly. But
yeah,
these people, and now, the CEO of this company loves the COVID vaccine. Which, you know, and it's got nothing to do. The COVID vaccine, by the way, has got nothing to do with his business. What you people need to say is, what does this have to do with what we make here or what we do here? We're all working. Most people are working remotely, but they'll say, well, we're going to go back in the office, and we all want a safe environment for everybody, is their take. And you got to say, well, then I would like to stay working at home. But this is the struggle
that
a lot of Americans are going to be going through, man. Your final thoughts.
And this is my you know, I have plenty of beefs with the Republican Party, but this is my current biggest beefs is everything that we're talking about right now, you and I. I don't see a Republican all of a sudden now they want to be a small market or a small government, no intervention. It's up to the business. They sound like a bunch of weak-ass libertarians, like, oh, it's just private business, free market. Well, you know, our part, like the party that we supported all of our lives, needs to grow up a set of balls and actually, like, speak on our behalf and say, no, you know what, we're going to legislate something saying that these businesses can't mandate you or fire you for your vaccine. But I don't know of a single Republican that's actually gone on the record and said that. Instead, they go to this bullshit small government argument and say, well, it's free market society. You know, Christy Noem in South Dakota, she says, oh, the great thing about our thriving economy is if your business forces you to take a vaccine, you can just go find another job. You know what? Fuck her. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to say. Why don't you grow some balls and pass a bill in your state saying that a company can't fire you for refusing this beast vaccine instead of saying, we'll just go find another job. This whole libertarian, oh, God.
Well, that's what we talked about. The Republican Party doesn't conserve anything. They don't conserve. They say, I'm a conservative. I'm a proud conservative. They also have from C to D. Well, that used to mean something 30, 40 years ago under Reagan. It doesn't really mean anything today because we've seen the track record of the conservative movement really started in 1964 with the when Barry Goldwater ran for the presidency. It was a movement in America. It used to mean something. It doesn't mean anything now. You're right. It's all watered down now. They don't care about your job. They won't try and conserve your job. They won't pass any laws to say you cannot force somebody in a company to take the vaccine. The Republicans, I told you, they like to be the loyal opposition. It's a great scam. You get to go to D.C. You get lots of money and parties. You never have to really do anything. All you got to do is get up on the soapbox a few times a year and talk about small government and be your pro-business. It all sounds great. It's all flowery conservative speech. We've always heard it before. But they don't do anything to help out the people on the street. And this is why they're losing donations and people are becoming nationalists day in, day out, because they're saying, this isn't working for me. This party talks a big game. Again, I want them to win more than the Democrats. I'm very anti-Democrat. But my point is, once they get up there, they're not much better. They're basically, I've always said there's one degree of separation. So at the very most, in my book, they're about one or two degrees better. That's about it. I don't see them really, you know, do things in a big way. They're afraid to. They're cucks. And they've earned the reputation cuck-servative because they don't want to do anything. When push comes to shove, they do not stand and fight verbally or in any other way. They're afraid to.
They like to cower and cede ground and retreat.
And when their own supporters, when the very people who elect them, say the people like the January 6th people, when their very own constituents, since they don't have the balls to fight themselves, when their own constituents, like Charlottesville, like January 6th, you know, when their very own supporters actually do get the balls to fight for them, they disavow their own supporters. I mean, it's bizarre. It's just absolutely insane to me, Vaughn. Like,
well, there again, they've been sipping the
screwed.
Right, right. I agree, Lincoln. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. You have a great, great night out there in beautiful Missouri, man. Thank you, Lincoln.
Have a good night, brother. Hail victory.
You know it. Hail victory, Lincoln. Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, what it is, folks, is the guys that you've elected like those cocktail parties in Washington, D.C. If they're kind of a liberal Republican, the press will fawn over them, and they'll encourage them to be more and more liberal, which they know goes against you in middle America. It's a vicious circle. They're afraid to really do anything. They talk a big game. Oh, some are good for 2 or 3 years, but when they get to D.C., they get corrupted. They see money, and they see power. And they're taught, here's how you play the game. You tell those simpletons back home what they want to hear, and you basically can stay here and live with us, live the good life, and that's all you have to do. And that's really the way it is. That was your intro song, buddy.
Oh, love it, man. I was listening to that earlier today, man. That was just what I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, man, it's been what a crazy week with Dan, all the crazy stuff pulling out of there, the tragedy, the soldiers that were over there.
Oh, yeah.
That did tours over there, maybe multiple tours, that lost limbs or lost our brothers over there. It's really too bad, man. But
I know,
you know, and I think there is my cousin sent me a picture today of Red Robin. It said due to supply chain issues, we're not going to have certain items. And I don't know
that's
a canary in the gold mine or, you know,
Well,
we've
talked about
that
on the show. We've talked about the supply chain issues for months now. And we've talked about it. Yeah, there will be supply chain disruptions. I have brought that up in several monologues. Oh, yeah. When I first start the show, I put out things there to get it out there. As you know, we broadcast all over the nation, but we're also in about 15 foreign countries. And about 8% of our listeners are in foreign countries. They listen to this show because they know they want to hear from you, the real Americans. And this is their way of going around our censored, mainstream, terrible media to hear what real America thinks. So I always found that astounding. Our foreign listenership is going up big time. They want to tune in to what we're talking about.
They're paying attention.
They're paying attention. They are.
Yeah.
That's 8%, man. That's a lot. 15 countries, Brett. 15.
Yeah.
I mean, we're UK, we're in South Africa, New Zealand, Australia. Thailand's going up this past week. You know, I know I get the stats. We're in countries in Eastern Europe, Moldova. Greece is listening.
Well, and
Germany.
And it is Greece, Germany, the whole world, Vaughn. And that's impressive, man.
Well, we're also in Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Netherlands. We have a few listeners in Russia, might be Russia, but they're probably KGB.
Well,
I know we have a lot of listeners on American
here.
Military bases. A lot on our military bases. Listen in.
I just wonder how we're going to
They know we love the military on our show. Yeah,
Of course. Just with the Afghans coming over, we're going to have a lot of I know that Arizona is going to is putting out the welcome mat, you know, and you know a lot of these people have fought, I think, with American soldiers. So, you know, but I don't know. I don't know how many are going to be coming over here, but that's somewhat disturbing, you know, plus with what's going on the southern border. And it's interesting with Kamala Harris's trip that she's on now. Isn't she going to Singapore and Thailand and some different Asian countries right now, and I don't think she's fully welcomed, actually.
Right.
You know?
Well, I have no clue where she is going. Her schedule is all over the map, but basically she is against, you know, as the VP.
Yeah. Yeah. I just would hate to see not Biden's bad enough, but can you imagine Kamala Harris as our president? That's just that'd be a very scary thought.
It is a very, very scary thought. That's why we have to prepare, because if you look at the writing on the wall, which I do watch the signs, as you know, I do know how to read, that if Biden goes, either by if he resigns or forced out, or, you know, constitutionally, at least on paper, we're then stuck with Harris, who could be worse. So no matter how you slice it or dice it or think about it, I always say to people that call me on the show or email me, you can think what you want, you can say what you want, but by God, I don't care what you think or what you say, you better get prepared. Because what's incompetence at our top levels is astounding to me, incompetence. And whether it's planned or not, planned, it's even worse. That means they're nefarious and sinister. That's even worse and evil.
Sure are,
If it's not planned, then it's sheer incompetence. No matter how you slice it or dice it, it's bad, bad, bad. That should be your mental algorithm and nothing else. Because you can't say it's good, good, good. It's not. So we don't know what's coming down that pike. I've always said that we do not know.
Yeah, I mean, if we have issues with supply and all of a sudden there's shortages on meat, or I think that's where possibly I believe the inflation, we're already starting to see pretty massive inflation starting to happen. But I don't know, you know, what would, I think maybe that could be one of the first things, you know, if there's a shortage of, I don't know, meat or any type of other commodities, you know, I mean, I mean, it'd be a scary thing, man, if we just had a real shortage of food and,
well,
know.
We could. I mean, people say it can't happen here. BS. More Bernie Sanders. It can happen here. It can happen here. And I believe part of our rogue political elites of the cabal, they want it to happen here for the first time. They want it to happen. They want people to kill each other. These people are evil. They want mayhem in the streets. People say, why would people want chaos in America? Because, Sherlock, little junior out there, not you, you know, take a pen, write this down. We have people in our government who I believe actively work against the American people. That is the reason why. Why that is, that's on the long rabbit hole for a different show. But start researching it yourself, folks. A lot of their policies are not pro-American. They're trying to fundamentally change America into something else. They don't like the original America. They don't you folks read the papers, all these articles about people that constantly, they hate Christopher Columbus. They hate the white men, the founding fathers who founded America. They hate them with a passion, with a venom. Believe those stories when you read them. There are millions and millions of people who think like that. They're called the militant leftists, and they're trying to get full spectrum control over the country. Beyond politics, there's the George Soros crowd, the New World Order crowd, that also hates the real America. They don't like it. It's not part of their plan to keep us happy, fat, dumb, and happy with jobs and solvent. They don't like that.
No.
They
no,
have to destroy America. They have, look, they have, Brett, they have to destroy America, listen to me, to put out their new world order. There is no other way. We are the big obstacle in front of them, and they got to destroy us, and that's the plan, I think. Your final thoughts.
No, you're right. You're right. And it's Soros has shorted America for years, just hoping that it would collapse, you know, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, and it's tragic actually, but it's coming to fruition in front of us, you know, right in front of our eyes.
You know, man, we will have have fun while you're prepping is what I tell people. Be positive while you're getting ready.
Right.
Have fun, enjoy each other, you know, put on some rock and roll while you're stocking your cans of green beans or whatever you're doing. But I'm being a little funny there. But my point is that no one knows the time, the date, or the hour, but a lot of things in the world do not bode well for America's future. We're on a trajectory that's really not sustainable long term. But Brett, thank you, man. We love you. Have fun
Thanks
out
Vaughn.
There, and we will have fun.
I will, man.
And we'll take the show to the next level, and we're going to continue to, you know, the best revenge in life, folks, is living well. When me and Brett and others represent, when you live well, you piss off the elites. So live well, enjoy your family, have a good time, in the back of your mind, you better be thinking about these things, because I know they are. And we have a lot of patriots in our government, too. We have a lot of good people up there, but the writing's on the wall. They would love nothing better, in my view, than to make America like the Kabul airport. And with that, let's get over to Paul the Gladiator to round out the show here for a quick segment here and get him on the air. Paul, are you there?
I am, man.
Hey,
always
man.
Here. Always here.
What are you doing? Long
good
time
man,
no
good,
see, man.
you know, a couple of things that I've been watching on the news. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
The
kidding me.
The United States State Department is charging American citizens in Afghanistan right now, if they want to get a flight out on a military plane, they have to pay $2,000 cash to get onto the plane, American citizens. So our State Department,
I believe it.
Our Secretary of State is telling our U.S. citizens, you have to pay to fly.
Well, the Afghans fly over for free.
Now, they're also going to all the border agents in the United States, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, and they're asking for volunteers to go to Afghanistan. They're asking our border agents, please volunteer to go to Afghanistan. What? Wait, whoa. Why? You want us to die too? Like, what is going on in this world, dude? It's upside down.
Crazy.
And I'll tell you why Kamala Harris. I'll tell you why Kamala Harris is going to the Philippines and Taiwan and not Taiwan, Philippines and Thailand, because she's going to be meeting secretly with Chinese operatives to let them know that we're not even going to stand in their way to go after Taiwan, because the Chinese Navy is doing military moves right off the coast of Taiwan right now. They're going to surround it. They're going to fucking take it down. Biden's going to do nothing. Harris is going to let them know. That's why she's in Asia. It's fine. Go do it. We don't care about Taiwan. It's over.
That's right.
Also, I don't know if anybody understands this, why Afghanistan was so easily taken down, but for the last 30 years, we have financed the Pakistani army and the Pakistani intelligence. Our government, our Congress, our House, our Senate has financed Pakistan, okay? Pakistan is a nuclear power. We finance them because they're a nuclear power, and Pakistan held the Taliban in Pakistan and trained them with the Pakistani intelligence. They staged the Taliban on the Pakistani-Afghanistan border. Our intelligence knew that there was an army staged at the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan and did nothing about it. They knew that they were going to go in and take that country down. They knew it. Allowed it. Our intelligence community, our State Department, our White House administration, they all allowed it to happen. They actually encouraged it to happen. And now the Taliban are murdering and raping women, girls, young girls, sex slaves. They made all the young girls sex slaves. Anybody that wouldn't, they killed their mothers in the streets. What you haven't seen half of what they've done on TV, not half of how brutal they are. And now our UN secretary sent a stern letter to the Taliban. Treat other
That's
people.
That's laughable.
Treat other people the way you would like to be treated. What? Like, that's our response? Oh, my God.
The golden rule is now America's response. The golden rule. That's pretty
unbelievable.
Sad.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it's laughable. We are now a joke. Our president is a dazed and very confused actor. Tim brings up a great point. I mean, this is not the same guy. We talked about this last week, too. It's not the same man.
Yeah.
You can go back to the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, the 2010s. This is not the same. Look at his ears. Look at his eyes. Look at his forehead. It's an actor. Plastic surgery. They gave an actor a facelift to look like this. It's just the whole thing. It's hell in a handbasket. We lost the America we grew up in. Everybody, get as much money as you can, stash it, store it, get out of Dodge, go to the mountains somewhere, dare somebody to walk in your property, shoot them dead. Screw it. It's over. The country's over. India's done. They're gone. this country, Afghanistan, done, wiped off the map, and we're a different United States of America. It's totally, totally different. It's over. I can't say anything
else. I agree.
You know?
I totally agree, Paul. Paul, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, everybody.
I agree with
you,
man. 1,000%. Have a great night. Yeah, the America that we grew up in is the distant memory for millions of Americans. And also, to reiterate, China has dispatched warships, aircraft, and fighter jets off the coast of Taiwan following the fall of Afghanistan. The Chinese People's Liberation Army, the PLA, past Tuesday launched joint live-fire assault drills in multiple locations off the coast of Taiwan. And Steve Bannon warned that the U.S. economy will implode. That means economic depression, folks. If Taiwan falls to the communist Chinese, you think these are just words that I'm uttering here? Well, get this. Many of you don't know this, but our entire, or not all, but a big chunk, put it that way, of our entire American economy centers around those computer chips, those wafers, and in particular, the advanced chips that are designed, made, and manufactured, drum roll please, in Taiwan, and only Taiwan. When Taiwan is seized by the People's Liberation Army of China, America will not get those advanced chips for our cars and trucks. In fact, China has been playing many games the past several weeks. We have 30, 40,000 vehicles parked in Kentucky that have everything ready to go, and they cannot be shipped to dealers around the country. Why? They don't have that advanced chip from Taiwan because China is purposely holding up the production and the dissemination and the shipping transport of those chips to American shores. Now you know why I told you a year or two ago to get your vehicles now. Buy the vehicles that you need now. That's why Americans, I think, are panicking, and they've been buying their trucks and SUVs now. That's why car sales are through the roof, one of the reasons. Because don't assume that we're going to get those chips. And if we don't get those chips, if they can't sell those cars, what is our car manufacturers, among many other industries, going to do? They're going to lay off thousands, tens of thousands, and possibly millions of workers because we're not going to have the raw materials and the chips to make what we need. We don't have the industry yet in America. We've been buying and offshoring everything to China and Taiwan and other countries. Now you see the big picture. Now you see how I tie up all the loose ends at the end of every show. In my closing reports to you, we have a country that has gone down. We talked about that, Afghanistan. We have a new theater of war in the South China Sea that is really cranking up around Taiwan. We have the economic angle. And at the same time, we have a water shortage crisis and an immigration crisis. This is the worst time in history to have Joe Biden as the president. The worst time in history to have Kamala Harris as the vice president, who were, quote-unquote, elected. Hoover Dam is at record low water levels. We have tens of thousands and possibly millions of people that are going to enter our country again this year. We will try to keep our chin up and do our best, but the best thing that you can do is get ready for the onslaught because there's no one coming to save you or save me.
or save America. America has always been on its own. And nobody is coming to our aid. We've been given aid for 200 years, other countries. America is always the first to bring water, food, grain, advisors, doctors, nurses. You think they're going to do that to us, other countries? Oh, they might send over a few baubles, a few trinkets, and they'll give us their thoughts and prayers, but they're not going to give us anything. So you're on your own, Mr. and Mrs. America. With that, on a somber note, we will close out the show tonight. We love you all. Stay safe. Think positive, but prepare for all these eventualities. We hope they never come to America. We hope America stays well and stays good. We're glad you're here tonight. Another epic episode of the Von Wehunt Show, as you are in overtime yet again. Our epic episode 64 is now over. They broadcast from my mountain stronghold all throughout America and throughout the world. Thank you for being here with me tonight. We talked about a lot. God bless you all. Stay safe and stay strong. We are the kids in America.